From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting no deal yet on Iran. High-level meetings are underway on the last designated day for Iranian nuclear negotiations in Vienna. No agreement has yet been announced. Several top diplomats say important issues remain to be resolved. Officials from Iran, six other nations, and the European Union have already passed three deadlines since June 30th. Stock markets around the world rose Monday after Greece and its European neighbors agreed on a debt bailout plan for Greece. Luis de Guindos is Spain's economy minister.
We have reached an important agreement. The next days are going to be key, are going to be vital. And, I expect that the Greek government will be able to deliver.
Finance ministers applauded the preliminary agreement that will bring new austerity measures to Greece, even though Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had promised to end an era of economic restrictions. The International Monetary Fund, one of Greece's creditors, said it stands ready to work with the Greek authorities to put the country's economy back on track. Iraq announced Monday the start of an offensive to recapture its western Anbar province from Islamic State militants. Those militants control large areas, including the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. The televised statement said the operation included Iraqi troops, as well as Shiite and Sunni fighters. Tanzanian police say seven people were killed and a number were wounded when gunmen attacked a police station in Dar es Salaam. Media reports say the attack happened Sunday night near Tanzania's main airport. A police spokesman said the gunman fled with firearms and ammunition. This is VOA News. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has replaced his entire military top brass to boost the fight against Boko Haram militants. Mr. Buhari replaced the heads of Nigeria's Army, Navy, and Air Force, along with his Chief of Defense Intelligence and National Security Advisor on Monday. The removal of defense staff inherited from his predecessor, Goodluck Jonathan, was widely expected. In the latest violence, Boko Haram militants detonated bombs late Sunday in the Cameroonian border town of Fotokol, killing at least 11 people. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker joined the crowded field seeking the Republican Party's 2016 U.S. presidential nomination on Monday. The 47-year-old Walker is the 15th candidate in the Republican contest. Opinion surveys show him among the top Republicans seeking the nomination. Some of his greatest support is in Iowa, which holds the country's first nominating caucus next February. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton laid out an ambitious economic plan Monday aimed at boosting economic growth and middle-class wages. Jim Malone reports.
In a speech Monday in New York, Hillary Clinton said as president, she would be committed to economic growth and fairness.
We must raise incomes for hard-working Americans so they can afford a middle-class life.
Clinton said she supports raising the minimum wage, will encourage companies to offer profit sharing with employees, and favors tax benefits that would help workers. Jim Malone, Washington.
A network of Kurdish organizations that includes the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party has announced an end to a three-year-long ceasefire with the Turkish government. The Kurdish Communities Union declared an end to the ceasefire and warned it would target all the dams in Turkey's southeast. It accused the government of using the ceasefire to build its military capacity in preparation for what the statement called a cultural genocide. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Ukrainians and Americans stand shoulder to shoulder, in his words, to make the world really free. Mr. Yatsenyuk spoke at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Monday during a forum for U.S. and Ukrainian business leaders. Later, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden told the same group that the world has an obligation to take advantage of an historic opportunity to build on Ukraine's economic growth. China has detained or questioned more than 100 human rights lawyers and activists in recent days. Those actions have prompted an outpouring of criticism over what is described as China's worst crackdown on human rights in two decades. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.